Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk to you about a godly woman's role and responsibilities when it comes to worldly festivals, holidays, things like that. And that would be including like Thanksgiving, which is coming up in America, Christmas, Easter, birthdays, worldly weddings and funerals, Valentine's Day, all those distracting festivals that the world has that we godly sister saints do not participate in. So the question comes up, because we are Titus II godly women, and we are to take care of our households, which means we run it, manage it, we cook, we clean, we take care of everybody, and we make sure that we do our duties as unto the Lord to those who we are responsible for. And so this audio is mainly going to be focused on women who have unbelieving husbands because they're the authority over them. How far should she go in obeying him and doing such things? Or godly women who are maybe underage, under their parents, or even older, and living in the household with family members who are taking care of them physically and financially, and in return, they are like servants and doing such things for them. And it could even be an older woman who's being taken care of by her younger children. And in all these cases, godly women living under the command or authority of unbelievers. So what is her response when it comes to these holidays that are coming up? Should she be cooking the meals? And I'm just going to stick right with just the cooking the meals and such. First of all, godly women should not be participating in such activities. They're not of God. And that's a whole other teaching. We have lots of articles on that. So godly women. So let's throw an example out there. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, people think, is originated in thanksgiving unto God, and apparently it came from the pilgrims who had theological issues or doctrinal issues. They weren't totally lined up with God. They did a meal and declared it thanks unto God, and then the government in America has established it as a holiday, and you see atheists and hypocritical professed believers in Christ, and they're not living in the ways of his word and obedience, but yet they're giving thanks unto him. And we have absolutely nothing to do with that specific day. Every day to us is thanksgiving to God, and so we have nothing to do with that. Now, on the other hand, what would a godly woman do if her husband or the people who are in charge of her ask her to prepare a turkey and stuffing and cranberries and pumpkin pie and such things as that? Well, a godly woman has the liberty to go with her conscience. Now, Brother James and I were talking about this, and we see no absolute command or direction in God's word for a godly woman when it comes to such things. Now, we do see that if a godly man runs the household, he should be eliminating all such things, but that's not the case. There are a lot of sisters out there who are in this situation, and they're really not sure the best way to be honoring to God. Now, because sisters and us godly women are servants, we need to ponder this, because we would normally cook a meal every single day of the year, for the most part, obviously. There might be some extenuating circumstances. And so a godly woman could look at this day and say, well, I would have no problem cooking a turkey and stuffing mashed potatoes any day of the year. If my husband or these people ask me to make it, I have no problem cooking it. Now, when it comes to it being finished and me sitting down at the table and eating and celebrating with them, I'm not going to, because we're not supposed to be participating in all that in the pagan celebrations. But could a sister prepare that and take a plate and go sit in her room or on the porch or wherever it is that she would like to go be separated from all the festivities? She has the option. If her conscience says she has no problem with it, she has the option to do so. Now, another sister may say, I want absolutely nothing to do with even cooking it. Now, there are some festivals that are maybe a little bit to a lesser degree than some of the other ones. Some people will look at Christmas, which is an utterly blasphemous pagan holiday that no Christian should have anything to do with in the celebrations of it or the acknowledgement of it. But a husband or family members may ask the sister, the godly woman who is a servant to them, to prepare a ham and maybe some cookies or a cake. And she may know what it's for, and it may bother her conscience, and she may choose not to do that. On the other hand, a sister may say, it's food, I will prepare it. I'm not putting happy birthday on the cake. I am not going to make cookies that have Christmas trees. I'm not going to make an Easter meal that has anything to do with bunnies or eggs or anything with crosses on it. I will cook the basic bare foods that I would cook any other day of the year if somebody asked me to, and I will not participate in their celebrations, and I will go about my own business. Other sisters may choose not to. You may have sisters who say, I have no problem cooking for this day, but not these. So you see, we have a conscience issue that will be amongst each one, because like I said, some of them are celebrated to different degrees than others. And we have to be careful as sisters in Christ that we are not holding our standard on another sister. And we have to allow people to make their own decisions. Now, there may come a time where a sister does a preparation, and when she's all finished with that, she says, in my conscience, I don't think I could ever do that again. She's not in sin. Now, the only time you're in sin is if you go to the Lord, and I encourage you all to do this. Before these celebrations and events come up, I encourage you to sit down and ponder the ones that are celebrated within your household that you know. Maybe write them down, go to the Lord, ponder them. Each situation that you know, how it's already celebrated, what's going on with it. And make up in your mind what you will do and what you won't do. And then I suggest in this that you let people know ahead of time, those who are going to be asking you to do this, and as a servant, you have to give an answer for it or fulfill what they ask you to do. It is good for you to explain to them who you are in Christ and why you will, if you choose not to, why you will not prepare or have anything to do with any of that. And in saying that, I would also say a sister would ponder that if she chooses to prepare the food for such things, for those days, that she also, ahead of time, explain to them why she will not sit down and feast and celebrate and have the festival with them. So to kind of wrap this up, we see there is a conscience issue. There's no black and white. So yes, this kind of puts this back on each one of you sisters to go before the Lord, ponder this, and make your decision. It doesn't mean that you make a decision now, that you may change it a little bit later because the situations change. But have a course of action and prepare these people ahead of time, because think about this. If they're unbelievers, even if they're professing Christ, and they're living in sin and they're not knowing it, they're not repenting, and they can't see the truth of God's word. And so you can't expect them to understand. Just because you share this with them doesn't mean it might not make some anger, might not make some sadness. It's probably most likely going to do that. And if you choose to not cook for them, as well as you're not going to celebrate with them if you have been all this time and you're making changes, be prepared in your heart and your mind how you will give an answer, and that you are ready to bear whatever they, I'm not going to say retaliate in, but how they treat you. A husband may be very angry at a wife and yell and treat her coldly and be very upset for a very long time. She needs to prepare herself for this ahead of time. family members may hold that against, may try to wear you down, break you apart. So what you have to do, we draw all our strength from the Lord, we obey Him, is keep yourself strong in the Lord, put your armor on and keep it on, Ephesians 6, and make the best decision that you can within your conscience, sisters. I can't answer any of this for you. We all have to do what we do. Now, I'm married to a believing husband that obeys God's commands, and so I don't have this issue. But I can be a strength for you if you're being worn down, and I can point you back to the scriptures and encourage you within the decision that you have made, provided it doesn't go against your conscience or against God's word. So I'm not sure if this really helped a whole lot of you out. It may have caused some more issues with some of you now knowing that you shouldn't be participating within the celebrations, but it may have relieved some concern and worry for somebody who really didn't have a problem cooking specific foods, yet not celebrating, but yet their conscience was wondering, which way should I go and what should I do? So hopefully this has been an encouragement in some way, and I'm here to help you. Brother James is here. We have all kinds of articles and teachings on the pagan holidays, celebrations. If you have any questions, feel free to let us know. Brother James can do teachings on the discernment blog and help you along your way. So I guess that's about all I have to say on this. I pray that you all have the strength to do the Lord's will and your conscience and the best witness for those that are around you in your life. So love to you all, and let me know how I can help you as a godly woman. May God be praised.